Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Well, so far, this has been a relatively mild winter, and at this point, we're really through with the coldest part of the winter. We can expect relatively mild weather from here on out, with perhaps a little late freeze sneaking in, but let's hope not. As a result, many of the tropical plants that we grow on our landscapes here in the Baton Rouge area have actually come through the winter in remarkably good shape. If you look at your plants right now and think about how big they are in your landscape, most of the time you may be used to them freezing back to some degree and pruning off all that frozen growth. When that doesn't happen, we may have to simply step in and do the pruning ourselves. Even though the plants may look fine, think about how much they're going to grow over the summertime. Imagine how big they're going to be by July. So again, if you're used to seeing your tropicals freeze back to some degree, you're used to pruning them back, and that's been maintaining the size, this year they may get to be too big if you don't go ahead and do some pruning. So let's take a look at some of the particular tropicals that we grow in this area. First off, bananas. Now, bananas are the drama queen when it comes to cold damage. As soon as it gets the least bit close to freezing, their leaves, big floppy old leaves blowing in the wind, oftentimes turn brown. So your bananas could often look like they're in pretty bad shape at this point, but they look worse than they really are. The leaves are all that's been damaged. The trunks are still perfectly viable and alive. And don't forget, if you want bananas to bloom and produce fruit for you, you have to leave them alone. Now, any bananas that you had bloom last year, any of those banana trees or stalks that bloomed last year and produced fruit, those can be cut down to the ground because they're not going to produce any flowers or fruit ever again. But any banana shoots that have not produced flowers or fruit, just trim off the foliage, leave the trunks alone, and there's a great chance that we'll see lots of banana flowers and clusters of bananas showing up in Baton Rouge this summer because this winter has been so mild. Now, there are other herbaceous perennials in our landscape as well that are tropical plants that are tender. And depending on how much cold you got where you live and where the plants are located in your landscape, they may have little or no damage occurring. And this is plants like cannas and gingers, bird of paradise, and elephant ears. Go in there right now and trim off anything that's dead and brown. For many of the gingers and for cannas, just cut those stalks back down to the ground. Now, there's one ginger we grow called the shell ginger, and there's a beautiful variegated form of this. These shell gingers bloom on the growth they made last year, so leave them alone if they look pretty good, and you'll get a much better chance of seeing some flowers coming out on them. Interestingly enough, many of our tender bedding plants, like impatiens, begonias, blue days, and periwinkles, have also survived the winter, so you're going to get another summer of growth and bloom out of them, but again, they're going to get overgrown if you don't do something with them now. So think about cutting those bedding plants like impatiens and begonias again back about one-third to one-half their height. That's going to control their size, make them bushy and more attractive. Now, we also have woody tropicals in our landscapes, and these woody shrubs are small trees like angel trumpet, clerodendrons, tropical hibiscuses, and tibicina, and many others, can also be pruned back now. The foliage may have been damaged, but the stalks and shoots may not have been. If they're sprouting out with new growth, and many of them are at this point, they'll tell you where they're still alive and where they've been killed back. If they haven't been killed back any, remember, cut them back about one-third to one-half their height. Control their size now, because otherwise they're liable to get overgrown over the summertime and really begin to take over. So evaluate your tropical plants now. Look for any pruning that may need to be done. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.